Yeah.
They say the current war in Iraq is part of a larger war by America against Muslim-like countries?
I consider the war in Iraq the same as the war in Afghanistan, is addressing the degree to which the jihad assholes are dominating Islam at a lower level than the dictators. There is this constituency which is dominating the debate. The bullies in Islam are dominating the debate over that. And having started reading the Quran, 2 years before September 11th, and having observed my first Ramadan and whatnot, and then having September 11th happen, it's like, you guys have to get over there, and you have to show them how far back they are. That if God is on their side, if God is on the side of the Muslims, and there's no question to me that he's on the side of the Islamic faith, it's one of his revelations, he's not going to save Saddam Hussein, who suddenly decides to find Allah at the 11th hour. And God will not allow the infidel to come into Baghdad. Infidel has that Arabic sound, but it means unfaithful, the unfaithful ones. It means unfaithful to God's promise. And if you look at Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, the ones who are the closest to God's promise, the good people, the humane people, people trying to wage war with the fewest casualties. How do we fine-tune this so that we have the fewest civilian casualties and go in there and get the bad guys and get rid of them? You at so many levels, you've done exactly what you have to do. You have shamed socialist countries like Canada and Germany and France, who have always tried to have their bread on both or butter on both sides of the bread. Like, we might go maybe communism will come back, but capitalism is good too. Let's sit back and think about this. No. We will make you look foolish without having to say a word. It is embarrassing to see what the Canadian government is doing in the face of this obviously good thing. You're getting rid of the bad guys. Isn't that a good idea? Getting rid of the bad guys?
Well, I guess that's not a universal perception. I mean, there's a lot of people against the war everywhere.
I don't know how many there's going to be in the next week. I mean, as this begins to unfold, go ahead.
How do you see China's role in all this? I mean, being either godless or Buddhist, huge population.
I think freedom is the key. I think that liberty, the idea of human freedom, is centrally godlike. God wants us to be free, because that's his point in the debate. If they're free, if you're not subjugating them as a regime, if you're not subjugating them as a priest class, if you're not forcing them into these little boxes, they'll be good. I created them. So, in the case of China, this is toppling Saddam Hussein and getting that element out of Iraq, regime change, is like pulling the first thread on the sweater. You just keep pulling, and the United States is prepared to do that. For how long, I don't know, but you just start pulling on that thread and keep going, you're going to freak yourselves out, I think, and you'll probably elect a Democrat in 2012, just because you'll go, this is getting spooky, because this is, we're really like changing everything out. Are we entitled to do this? We need somebody in who wrings his hands and anguishes about these things. And you'll do that for like 4 or 8 years and have a really good time. Now we can all sit around wringing our hands and stuff like that. And then you'll bring in another conservative who just says, No, you know, there's right and there's wrong. Let's go in and fight for right. Let's go in and bring about greater freedom for the greatest number. Let's not go in and conquer Iraq and make it an American protectorate or go in and seize their oil. But let's go in and make sure that the Iraqi people are deciding.